Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the biggest media hoaxes of recent years is this line. The judges took a look at all the votes from the 2020 election, and they said there was nothing here. And that's all over. And so, it's closed, and nothing to see here. Actually, the judges didn't look at any of the votes from 2020, and as the media likes to say, well, they looked and they didn't find fraud, and no, they didn't. Most of those lawsuits are still ongoing. We've been detailing them here. And it's going exactly as I told you. And so many of you, I had to give you bad news in November and December. You wanted immediate results. And I said, listen, just to legally get inside these boards of election where the numerical counts just made no mathematical sense, or where Trump was ahead and then they illegally shut down, kicked all the observers out, and then suddenly Biden flipped in the middle of the night, swing state after swing state across all five. It was amazing. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I don't know what the odds of that are. Well, the media assures us it's all good, it's all fine, everything's been checked into, it's over. No. And as I told you back in November, I said it would take them months to years to even get the legal ability to examine these votes, and that there wouldn't be time before Biden was sworn in. I was telling you that back in November, and it made a lot of you mad. You didn't want to hear it. But that's the legal reality. Well, I was right. And it's still going on. It's going on in Georgia, where they're still fighting to see these records. And in particular, a high-pitched battle is going on in Arizona, where no judge has ever seen the votes in question. Here's what's going on right now. Mainstream media won't tell you this. It doesn't fit the narrative. The results in Maricopa County stunk to high heaven. So the Arizona Senate decided that it wanted to audit the results of the votes, particularly the absentee and mail-in ballots. So they formally voted, as they have the power to do, to launch an audit. And then they asked the Maricopa County, which is run by Democrats, to turn them over. They have every right to see them. The Democrats, who run the Maricopa County Board, refused, and a high-pitched legal battle began, just as I told you. It's been going on this whole time. Can't imagine what the Maricopa County Board of Elections is so terrified of. If everything's fine, just turn them over. If I were the Board of Elections director, I would deliver them personally, because I'd want to clear my name. My name is important to me. So a high-pitched legal battle went on, and in the last couple of weeks, they've gotten a ruling from a judge that says, yes, they are state legislators. Yes, they have oversight authority over elections. So yes, they should get to see the ballots, and they should get to see the results of the tabulations performed at the tabulation center, where the ballots from the 2020 election are currently housed. Having lost that, the board is still refusing to turn them over, because laws and judges' rulings, as we know, do not apply to Democrats, only Republicans. So when that occurred, and a judge then ordered them to turn them over despite their refusal, the Democrats began suing. Now they are suing the independent auditor hired by the Arizona Senate to tabulate the votes, in order to keep the auditor from performing the tabulation. Why am I sending all this time on this? I want, because it proves two things. In state after state after state, judges did not rule that there was no fraud. Most of the rulings, the vast majority of them, were for standing and ability to sue. Other lawsuits went forward and still are ongoing in every one of these swing states to be able to review the election. And for some reason, Maricopa County is absolutely terrified of this audit. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, so now now Perkins Coie, you've heard that one before, haven't you? Yeah, they're the lawsuit that they're the legal outfit that fabricated a lot of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. Those people. Yeah, Perkins Coie is suing the auditor who's done nothing but been hired by the Senate in Arizona to go over the ballots. They're trying to bankrupt them. Anything to keep the audit from happening. Can't imagine what they're so afraid of. It's the weirdest thing. I would think they would want a forensic audit to prove that it's just a conspiracy theory that any of these votes were stolen. Like I said, if I were the director of the Board of Elections, I'd do just about anything to clear my name. I'd be working with the Arizona Senate to get them the ballots. But they're not. They're not. Now the CEO of the company, Cyber Ninjas, says he's going forward and he's going to get the facts and it doesn't matter what it cost him to fight the lawsuit. Good. And that he's not going to bow to personal intimidation by the Democrats. The same kind they're using, oddly, in Georgia. I just sure don't want these election laws tightened up so it's hard to cheat. I can't imagine why. It's really weird. Anyway, it's not the first jaw-dropping thing to happen. No, that occurred. That actually occurred in Michigan. Yeah. Remember the county in Michigan that Biden won by double digits, which was kind of weird because Trump had won it by double digits before? Remember that county? Yeah, well, you know, a judge ruled that they would be able to look into that as well. They would do a forensic audit of the Dominion machines there to see what was going on. Because originally the state elections board people had claimed that the machine flipped the votes. Well, it would turn out the machine didn't flip the votes. Those machines don't flip votes, at least not as far as we know. So how'd the votes get flipped? This is in Antrim County. Well, remember what the ruling there, what the courts there were able to determine, that the Dominion machine set 68% of votes aside for what's called adjudication. That's where officials, election officials, can go in and decide who you meant to vote for. In other words, they can change the outcome of the whole election. So that's what happened in Antrim County. Now, by national standards, only 0.003% of votes should ever be put aside. And those should usually be write-in votes, where they have to go in and try to figure out, like, who were you trying to vote for when you wrote the name in? Like, who is the person you voted for? It should never apply to standard votes cast on the system. But in Antrim County, it did, 68%. Somebody went in and flipped it for Biden. So the lawsuit continues as they try to decipher who it was who flipped those votes. By the way, Antrim County is done with Dominion machines. They're going to use something else this year. Kind of makes you wonder, did other election officials go in and flip votes? We know what happened in Antrim. We know that even the NPR local affiliate there in Antrim reported that there was no way, no how that Biden had won that county. It was simply impossible. And the numbers didn't add up. There were state legislators whose own families went to cast votes for them. Their whole family, yet only one vote was cast for them. That doesn't make any sense. That would have meant their entire family voted for someone else. All this was carried in the local news. So the idea that this is over, it's not over. It's just beginning. I can't wait to see what the auditors find in Maricopa County. But the media is not going to tell you any of this because it doesn't fit the narrative. Do not be surprised if we get shocking information from these lawsuits and audits around the country, particularly in the swing states. Don't be surprised. Texter writes, Tara survey says 78% of Americans want photo ID to vote. Yes, including 70% of Black Americans. They want ID to vote. Want ID to vote. Because they're Americans. They want their votes to count. They're not like anybody else. They're like everybody else. They're not different. Yeah. The only people who don't want ID to vote are are white Democrat liberals. All right, coming up, speaking of voter ID, you're going to love this audio I have next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line because I'm overdue for doing that. Texter writes, please stop playing those CDC ads. We have no control over that. That's national programming, unfortunately, but I apologize. They get on my nerves too. Texter writes, Tara, Antrim County closing, moving away from the Dominion machines is like closing the barn door after the horse got out. Another texter writes, 70% of black voters want voter ID, but liberal power grabbers say voter ID is discriminating to black voters. So are the liberals saying 70% of blacks are so ignorant they don't even know they can't get IDs? I know, that is, it drives me, it's so racist. It is so, I cannot believe there's not an outcry against this. This idea that black people can't get IDs. It's just absolutely absurd. And at the same time, maddening too. Which, by the way, takes us to this great internet ID debate. Some guy went out and went street to street and asked, he first started on a college campus. He asked a bunch of white people, hey, can y'all, I mean, what do you think? I mean, is voter ID racist? And of course, they've been programmed to say it's racist, and they're scared to death to counter anything because that's our current, you know, situation here in this country. And so guess what? They ask a bunch of white people, hey, you know, can black people get IDs? Is voter ID racist? Take a listen to how this sounds. I would be so offended if I was a black person hearing this.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
They don't have the knowledge of how it works. Wow. I would be so offended. But they're just saying what they've been programmed to say by the left, right? So the same interviewer then goes to a highly black area and just starts asking black people on the street, do you have an idea? Like, can you get an idea? Do you know where to get? And I love the end part where they're like, he's asking, do you know where to go to get ID? And they just spit out the DMV address right there. They're like, yeah, down the street, around the corner. Take a listen.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No.
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID. So like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with.
Yeah.
I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What's that saying to you?
I know it's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
They're giving out the address? Yeah, I know where it is. I've been there. I don't have any problem getting ID. Why would you think I have problem getting ID? Anyway, it's about 6 minutes long, the whole thing. At the end, he starts asking black people, is it racist to say that you're not capable of getting an ID? They're like, yeah, I know it is. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Just like this. This new prayer book being sold at Target. Folks, all of this is part of a very systematic campaign. You want to talk about systemic racism? A systemic campaign to divide the working class of this country so they do not vote together in unison to preserve their jobs and their wages. That's what this is. They got to keep race front and center because our working class in America is very diverse. It's white, it's black, it's Hispanic, it's everything under the sun. So they got to find the natural fault lines, which is race, and divide them by that so they won't vote in their own interest. And we can leave the borders open, depress wages, and hand out Social Security cards that allow you to work for a year, which is what they're currently doing down at the border, so that these folks can come in and compete directly for jobs with a very diverse population of people. And that's what this is about. Did you see what Target is selling? You can get this at Target. It's a prayer book. Written by Sarah Bessie. And it features a prayer from a woman named Shaniqua Walker Barnes that begs the Lord to help her hate white people, including, quote, nice ones. The Fox News-loving, Trump-supporting voters who don't see color but who make thinly veiled racist comments about those people. Wow. So I went online to try to find this. And Target is selling it. You can get it at some stores. It's called A Rhythm of Prayer. You can get it at some other stores, but none in the Greenville area. But you can order it. It's like $14 and some change. It's called A Rhythm of Prayer. And it prays for the ability to hate white people. You know what's interesting about that prayer to me as I read it? It's absolutely racist and complete hatred. But it's interesting that she feels she has to pray to the Lord for the ability to hate white people. Because she doesn't. Did you catch the irony of that? You know what that says? This has to be astroturfed. Hatred has to be astroturfed. You know why? Because as people who interact with each other day in and day out as human beings, we like each other. We grow to like each other. Black people, white people, brown people, all kinds of people. We do, and we get close. So close that she has to pray for the ability to hate white people. And Target sells it. Target sells it. Sick. Texter writes, Tara, break it down on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Tara, break it down. So 70% support ID, but 85% vote Democrat. So we still have a disconnect as to which party is racist. Another texter writes, Tara, racism is the Democrats' mantra. It certainly is. Another texter writes, key question, who coordinated the voter fraud in Philly, Phoenix, Atlanta, Detroit, etc.? I suspect some liberal think tank dreamed up this plan. Money was provided by the usual suspects and some unknown person was put in charge of carrying out the scheme. I have no idea. I don't know. But we could get closer. We could get closer to finding out these details if the Maricopa County Board of Elections would comply with the judge's order and allow this audit to go forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We live in some bizarre times, y'all. And you know what's bizarre to me? I don't know if you've noticed this. It has now become the norm for our president to be described in a way no other president, Democrat or Republican, in our lifetime has been described. And it usually goes something like this. And what's amazing is we're now seeing this, not just from Trump supporters, but like from other people making statements like, wow, Biden sure messed that up if he even understood what was going on. This is the norm. And when it hits the Wall Street Journal, and the guy writing, the opinion writer, has been an opinion writer there for a long time, not a Trump supporter, trashes Trump, has on the editorial page the whole time he's been there. And he wrote a piece called Joe Biden at His Worst. And the point of the piece was, the guy said, well, Trump lied all the time, so all he did was lie. And, you know, it's a real shame to see Biden, who was going to be so great, tell lies at the same level Trump is in terms of, you know, about the Georgia law and that sort of thing. That was the gist of what he's writing. Okay, so he's not a guy who likes Trump at all. It's Holman Jenkins. Not a fan. But so for a guy who's not a fan of Trump to describe Biden this way, and as I read this to you, it's just stunning. And this, I could have picked any one of dozens of pieces. They're all over the place, all over the internet like this. And nobody bats an eye anymore about it. Listen to how he describes Biden and why Biden has uttered lies and demagoguery as scurrilous as any his predecessor uttered, according to this writer. Those are his words. Maybe he really has changed due to some woke epiphany. Talking about Georgia. Or maybe we are seeing a man of diminished capacities acting out one long reaction to Kamala Harris playing the race card on him in the 2020 primaries. He goes on, I hate to say it, but there's a reason telemarketers target the elderly. You don't have to be old to be weak, of course. And he goes on. Or take Biden's recent and ludicrous inaccuracies about Georgia's new election law. He sounded like a man riffing on a few poorly understood lines that somebody fed him, making himself a prop for an agenda he might not quite grasp. See what's going on there? They're giving Biden some leeway. Well, he probably doesn't know what's going on. He's probably not aware. Well, he just probably doesn't understand. Now imagine our enemies down in their bunkers in North Korea and China and Russia reading this. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is how they described the president or resident of the White House. P is silent now. But anyway, now let's bop on over to Sky News in Australia. They don't let the folks at Fox describe Biden this way. It's too close to the truth, and the truth is never fully spoken here in America. It's very rare. It's jarring when you hear it. Listen to how the host on Sky News describes Biden. This is fascinating because it's easy for us, as caught in the woke culture wars as we are in this country, to forget how we are perceived and how it has a direct effect on investment in this country, on our dollar, and on world affairs. This is how we look from afar, and it's jarring. It's today's third epic rant.
Look, I have to say something about Joe Biden, because his incoherent fantasies are going to affect all of us. The bloke is reluctant to speak to the media because those managing Biden know that if he goes off message, to put it unkindly, he's hopeless. Last week, he conducted his first press conference after 64 days as president, the longest a new president has gone in more than 100 years. How much longer can this go on? He declared a week ago that democracy was under threat. But if democracy is under threat, which it is even in our country, that threat's not going to be averted with the leader of the world's democracies, incoherent, having to be propped up physically and intellectually.
Wow.
Now, have a look at Biden stumbling a fortnight ago while walking up the steps of Air Force One. Well, look, in many ways, it's quite sad. He stumbles three times. Trump talks about media bias and that in relation to Biden, quote, the press protect him. Well, after the stumble, the websites of MSNBC, CBS News, The Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and The New York Times all had no mention of Biden's stumbling incident. To prove the Trump point when it came to airtime on television, CNN devoted 15 seconds to the incident. But when Trump walked slowly down a ramp after he delivered a graduation address last June, CNN devoted 22 minutes to Trump's walk, the media pushing the line that Trump at 74 was facing serious health questions. This is the same Biden who addressed Kamala Harris as President Harris the other day. The same Biden who, during the presidential campaign, said he was running for the Senate. He was running for the Senate, not the presidency. Well, now have a look at this.
With regard to the filibuster, I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago.
What? 120 years ago? You're kidding me. When he was in the Senate 120 years ago. Then he said this.
And that is that it used to be required for the filibuster, and I had a card on this.
What the hell does that mean? Not long after that, listen to this.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done.
What? I mean, this is the President of the United States of America who's illiterate, incoherent, cognitively deficient, and the leader of the Western world. It is an insult to those who fought for democracy. What must Hillary Clinton be thinking? The leading female Democrat of her time. This bloke got the gig, she missed out. It is no longer a joke, though. The real tragedy is, if Biden goes, Kamala Harris gets the gig. This is the woman who's been sent to deal with the Mexican border crisis. All Biden could do was revoke everything that Trump did, including Trump's Remain in Mexico program that forces migrants to wait outside America while their asylum applications move through the legal system. Actually, there is currently, I have to say, an investigation into whether Biden broke the law by halting construction of the border wall, which has led to a massive surge of illegal immigrants and unaccompanied children. There is a 1974 law that prohibits a president from altering funding approved by Congress. But now, having created the mess, letting millions roll into America, Biden has thrown his Homeland Security Secretary under a bus and sent in Kamala Harris. Now, in 2018, the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Ron Vitello, questioned the then Senator Harris about the need to enforce immigration laws. Well, she compared the Immigration and Customs Enforcement program to Ku Klux Klan, motivated by racial animus. She was.
So this is how we look to the world. By the way, I want to read this text really quickly. I'm a black voter. It's from the text line. I'm a black voter with multiple forms of ID, and I'm highly offended by the assertion that voter ID laws are racist. This is what blows my mind. Where are the black people going, wait, you're saying I can't get an ID? Do you think I'm stupid? It is so racist. cannot believe there's not some kind of pushback against it, because it's white liberals on TV saying it's not black people. New survey. Someone asked people to name an annoying adult problem that no one ever prepared them for as a kid. You know, I think about this all the time. Yeah, stuff your parents didn't prepare you for. It just didn't dawn on them to. Here's what people said. That you have to actually exercise to stay healthy. Number three is how to quit a job. Quit a job. Transition between jobs. Okay. Number two, drifting away from friends because everybody's so busy, and then that making friends is a lot harder when you're an adult. Okay. Number one, having to work all year and not getting summers off. I'm not sure how your parents should have prepared you for that. I thought I could have done a lot better with this list. You know, it's one thing that parents should do a better job, I think, of preparing kids for is marriage, relationships, like how to be in one and how to have one. And what you need to do. I don't think there's nearly enough of that. Holding your family together. Your family being your first priority over everything else. Keeping that family unit together. And how to be in a marriage. Because it's hard. It's hard to learn it. And if you get it wrong, you could lose it. And then your family's shattered. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. One of the things I learned... That I have learned, and when I give advice to people, there's a difficult balance there with a long-term relationship like that, with it like a marriage, where you have to learn how to compromise. You cannot die on every hill. You can't, because you're going to lose. You're going to lose your marriage that way. However, it's also not a good thing to be a doormat either. So you got to pick your hills to die on. There can't be a lot of them, or it won't work. You got to pick your heels to die on and dig your heels in. But in order to get the ability to do that, you have to compromise on everything else, even stuff you don't like. It's little stuff like that. Stuff like that, the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is who you marry. And you can't have a do-over attitude. If I don't get it right, I'll just do it again. No, you are going to shatter your family. It's important to get that right. Here's some tips for doing it. Sometimes that the most practical guidance is, as parents is the stuff we forget to dole out. We just think, wow, that figured out. I could put a lot of other things on this list. You know what one of the things is for me? My mom didn't teach me how to cook. And she didn't teach me how to cook because she grew up in a very, very very, very difficult household. She was very poor. And, you know, at 9 years old, she was cooking and cleaning because her mom could work, taking care of the younger kids. And so she didn't have much of a childhood. So she wanted me to have one. And so she didn't, she sort of went way too far to the other extreme. And I love cooking now. It's one of the things I love to do. I'm good at it. And I wish that she had taught me that. And in teaching my kids, because all my kids cook with me, they can do a lot for their ages in the kitchen. And they love it. It's not a chore at all. In fact, they fight over who gets to cook with me. And so that's something like, you know, just the most obvious. And hey, here's the thing. Here's how you cook healthy. Here's some good stuff you could cook that's healthy. Just little things like that. There's a lot of stuff. It's easy as a parent. You're never going to get it right. You're going to mess up somewhere. But there's so many little things that should have maybe added in there. Can you think of any that you're like, wow, I wish my parents had told me that? You know, some of it, a lot of it is financial. It's just how to manage the finances. We're doing that now with the kids. Just finding that balance of, hey, you got this money for Christmas. You should save this much, but it's okay to spend this much. And they all have savings accounts, and they're actively involved in, you know, monitoring them and their investments. And it's just money that they've saved over time. It's little stuff like that. Text writes, most annoying adult problem I was not prepared for, trying to get customer service tech support by phone. Texture writes, making friends is hard for 24-year-old conservatives, too. Everyone in your age group is too liberal. It's exhausting. I can imagine. Texture writes, I want to see some darn equity in college athletics. Both the basketball and football programs in most schools do not reflect student body makeup. Text writes here, as senile as Biden is, I think his 120 years ago comment was a bad joke, much like his occupation of the White House. Another texter writes, these kids they interviewed. Oh, yeah, this is going back to these white kids. She's making these just absolutely mind-numbingly racist statements and not even realizing it on camera. Yeah, we can't have voter ID because black people just can't get one. You know what would be fascinating? They ought to put Joe Biden or, I don't know, get somebody from the Democrat Party. Go on, I would love to see them explain on television why it is specifically they think black people are incapable of getting ID. Why do they think that? Jason Riley, who is black at Wall Street Journal, did a great op-ed 2 days ago on this, explaining how after voter ID laws passed, voting by black people and minorities went up, not down, across the country. So there's not even any statistical proof to this. This is just one of those urban legends. Texter writes, was there a ghostwriter for this Rhythm of Prayer book? Yeah, the one they're selling at Target. Can you say Satan? Who prays to be able to hate someone? Someone who needs help. All right, check out the Battleground America podcast by texting Battleground to 71307. Yep. It'll get you through till the show begins again tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 a.m. Talk to you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!